Welcome to the Wake Me Up When It's Love series, consisting of four episodes entitled I Fell in Love, A Real Relationship, Shoot Your Shot, and Focus Ring. This entire series is about love and my experience with falling in love and what I want love to look like and feel like and so much more, you guys. So definitely sit back, relax. You're in for a real treat. Tune in, tell a friend to tell a friend, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. Hey y'all, it's your girl Vanessa. Thank you for tuning in to listen to what I have to say, because like always, I got something to say. So welcome to the first episode of the Wake Me Up When It's Love series. It's entitled I Fell in Love. But before we get into that, I want to remind you all to visit vanessasview.com. That's VanessasView.com. That's going to link you to my YouTube channel and my podcast, where I want you guys to just flood me with likes, comments, subscribe. Please subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because you guys know I appreciate all that love. And if you do come from my podcast, let me know so I can give you a shout out. And also stay connected with me through social media at Vanessa's View, and that's through Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So yes, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this first episode, I Fell in Love. So it's plain and simple, but it's not plain and simple. I don't think the topic of love is ever plain and simple. But yeah, so last year I fell in love and with this amazing guy. So let's start from the beginning. So we met through phone conversation, so unofficially met. We were having this conversation, and while he was talking, I kind of tilted my head to the side, and I was like, And it wasn't like a, he could be my man. It was just like, wow, I've never had this conversation before. There was something different about the way he was talking and what he was saying that really drew me in and really made me focus and listen to him. And so that was the first thing that, you know, my first impression of him was he knew how to carry a conversation very well, and I really enjoyed and appreciated that. And so from there, we just started having more conversations. Since the first one was the bomb, we just started to talk more, FaceTime. Our conversations got better, deeper, stronger. They were really intense, and I really enjoyed that. And so that's kind of how it started off, and you know, we progressed into like a really, really strong friendship, the one that we have now. And so started knowing that I was falling for him. I started worrying about him. Like really worrying about him. Not as if he told me he broke his foot and I was like, oh, I'm worried, how is he getting around? It was just a random worry. There was nothing wrong, but I would just have something come over me and I would start worrying about him. Like, oh, did he eat breakfast? Did he eat dinner? Did he have a good day? Did his boss get on his nerves? Like, is anyone planning anything malicious towards him? You know, I'm just worrying about him and making, you know, wanting to make sure that he was okay at all times. And that's when I kind of started to say, okay, like, what's going on, Vanessa? And I worry about all my friends, anyone that I'm close to, but it was just a little different with him for some reason. I wish I could tell you why, but I just felt that it was. And so that's when I kind of started having those feelings. And when, you know, it kind of got a little bit more intense in my head and it first came up, that I was just like, okay, maybe I'm like, you know, maybe we could be more than friends. And my initial reaction to that thought that I had was, oh no, hell no, we're not doing this. Like, you got to shove these feelings somewhere else, but they can't come up. And it's because, you know, you've heard the nasty stories, you've seen it probably, where friends try to become lovers and it just turns out that they become enemies instead. And that's not what I was trying to do. And it's so funny because there was a song that I heard the other day where she was singing, she was just like, I don't want to be your ex. We were so good at being friends. And I was just like, yeah, I don't want that to happen to us, because we're so good at being friends. We're so close. We're so connected. And it's good. It's a good vibe. And I'm just like, I don't want to be nobody's ex. And that means, you know, a lot of times exes, they don't even keep in contact. And this is a person that I want to be around forever, you know. So the first time I, you know, paid attention to the feelings, I was just like, nah, you got to go somewhere else. So I ignored them. came back around again, and this is when I was like, okay, God, let me pray about this. And it wasn't on no type of prayer where I was just like, oh, let's be together, God. Please help us to be a couple. It was more so of, these are the feelings I have, God. They belong to me. They're real. And I want to tell you that, you know, I'm kind of, you know, developing some feelings about this person. So if it is something that, you know, you're in the middle of and you're trying to make work, then do your thing, but be in the middle of it. If not, I'm cool with that. Let's just be the best of friends, you know, bless him and his relationships that he'll have in the future, and whoever he ends up with, I hope that he loves her and she loves him dearly. Same for me, whoever I end up with, hope that we're in love deeply and you're in the middle of it. However we end up, as lovers or friends, please be in the middle of it. And that was just kind of my prayer. And, you know, I prayed for him a lot too, like just individually, that he was okay, that he was strong. Like I said, with the worrying, that was kind of with prayer too. And so that was like the second time it hit me, and I was just like, okay. And, you know, that was pretty much me recognizing my feelings for him, because I didn't want to at first. I was just really trying to steer away from that. And I guess to kind of give you what I fell in love with, because you guys don't know him, but two main things I would say. The first one is, he is not the type of guy that's going to be out here in your face trying to get all the attention, trying to be everywhere all the time. He is very much so a hidden gem. You won't see him right away. And that really sat with me, because I feel like I'm the same way. Like I tell people all the time, I'm the home girl. I'm not the girl that someone, you walk into a room, you're like, oh man, she's a baddie, or I'm gonna wife her or whatever. Like, you automatically want to kind of get to know me. You have to sit, talk to me, get to know me, then you're like, oh, she is dope. And that's how he is. He's so hidden about it, but he doesn't even care. Like, he knows how dope he is. He knows he's the bomb.com. His circle knows that. I know that. You know, his family knows that. And outsiders, they don't know that. And he's just like, you know, well, if you want to find something out, you got to come to me. You got to sit down. We're going to have this dope conversation. And then by the time we're done, you're going to be like, oh man, this guy's dope. And he'll let you figure that out. He's not going to be in everybody's face trying to say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, da 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 da. He's gonna sit back because he knows what he has in his bag, and he's gonna let you come over and figure it out for yourself. And that's one of the things I'm just like, bro, like, I love that, because there's too many people out here trying to be in your face and thinking that just because they're cute, they can get anybody they want, or they got the, nah. But him, he's just like, I'm gonna hide out right here. You know, whoever want to really see me, they're going to see about me. But if not, then you're just going to miss out. So that was thing number one. And then the second thing is the fact that his heart is just so freaking big. He wants the best for literally everyone. There are some people that want the best for themselves and the people who they're around, like circle, family, you know. But he will literally have a five-minute conversation with a stranger and motivate the heck out of them, inspire the heck out of them, tell them that, hey, this is what you want to do, right? So why aren't you doing this? Push yourself to do that. You can do it. Or here's the thing that I use. You should try it out and see if it works for you. Like, motivate the crap out of you for 5 minutes, and then he'll walk away down the street, and in your head, you're like, man, wait, I need to get this guy's, you know, number and information, because I want to talk to him again. He just pulls you in. He makes you want to level up. He's done it to me several times. I'll talk to him, I'm just like, I feel like crap sometimes because of stuff that he's saying, and, you know, just seeing some things that he's done, and I'm just like, I gotta level up. And he will do that for you. Like, literally, it doesn't matter if you've known him for as long as I have. He has friends that have known him longer than I have. Or if you've known him for 2 minutes, like you guys met at a bar, he's gonna motivate you. And I really appreciate that. That's just so, it's very sexy to see someone motivate someone else without having a price tag attached to it. Like, you know, this is just pure, I want to see everybody win. Like, he wants to see everybody win. And that's dope, and that's beautiful. So those are the two things that really I just started to say, wow, So those have to deal with, you know, hard character type things. And, you know, the cherry on top is that he's fine as hell, y'all. Like, oh, child. Okay, let me bring it back to this podcast where I start having thoughts. But, I'm the type of person that sees, you know, you have to have something more than being cute to me. Like, you can be cute all day, but I've met some cute guys and I'm just like, wow, I could never talk to you again. Like, I cannot do this. But with him, it was, like I said, we had a phone conversation first. And of course, you know, I did my little digging to see how he looks, but phone conversations and building that up is what really made me very interested and attracted to him that way first. And then so when I met him, I was just like, oh, hell yeah, you got it all, boo. Like, you got the face, the brains, the everything. So yeah, it just all came together. So that's, you know, that's pretty much kind of me and how I started to, you know, fall for him and what I fell for. He just reminds me, if I can describe a scene of what he reminds me of, just picture, ladies, I guess this is kind of geared towards you more, a hot day with a popsicle in the IRE playing in the background, and you're just watching, like, the nature. Like, you're watching a nature something. Like, just birds flying or just a really nice waterfall. Like, he just reminds me, I don't know why NDIRE popped in my head, but he just reminds me of a really good NDIRE soundtrack and just a good relaxed day. That's what he reminds me of. And so that's a good spot to be. That's a good place to be. I don't know y'all, but I love NDIRE. I just feel really calm and myself, and he's really the first relationship where I could be completely myself and not feel like I have to sugarcoat anything or be worried if I say something he's going to, you know, feel some type of way about me or whatever. And, you know, I love friendships like that, that I can just really just be 100. And yeah, so that's how it happened. Flash forward to now, we are just friends. I guess it was kind of a mutual decision for us to just pursue our friendship and not a relationship, because like I said, it can turn into something nasty. And I'm just really, the feeling I have right now is just being blessed to know him, being blessed to be able to experience a relationship like this, because it's a really good one. Like, I just feel like I have never, like I said, been so close to someone. This is literally, he's literally family. And you know, like how you haven't seen someone for a while and you all of a sudden go to homecoming game and you see them and it's like you guys were talking like every day. That's how it feels. And so I'm just like, you know what? Friends, we're good. You know, if I don't hold the future, I'm not pursuing him. I'm not out here trying to turn his head around and say, let's not be friends. Let's really do it. I leave that all up to God. If God want to make something happen with that, he gonna do that. But as of right now, I'm holding him down as a friend. Like, that's my naga. That's my dude. So, yeah, we're just friends right now. We're pursuing a stronger relationship, a better relationship, to just both of us continue to build our separate empires, and we're gonna take over the world and everything like that. So that is my story. Do I need to say anything else? Like I said, you guys, I recorded this freaking episode so many times to try to make sure that I relayed all of my feelings through this episode, and I hope I did. But I guess there's a regret that I did have with, you know, allowing him to know this. You feel kind of vulnerable, and you know, I guess I had a little bit of embarrassment in it too when I revealed to him how I felt, just because you don't want anyone to know. And then if it doesn't necessarily go your way or thought how you would want it to go, it's just like, oh, bummer, like rejection or what is going on. And so I did kind of, I guess this is probably not good, but if I could go back, I probably would have just took my feelings to the grave. But like I said, these are my feelings, they belong to me, and I had to get them out. And we do a pretty good job of just telling each other how we feel, like, straight up. But yeah, that's how I feel. That's my story about love and falling in love and, you know, all my feelings that I have. And like I said, this experience has been amazing of, you know, knowing how it feels, or I don't know if this was really falling in love or just a really deep like, but he's dope. And, I thank God for him and our relationship, and where I can't wait to see where we go from here and how we grow. But yeah, you guys, that's me. This is my story about how I fell in love last year on the Wake Me Up When It's Love series. So I hope you guys continue to listen, because I'm dropping another episode tomorrow and it's gonna be dope. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that Vanessa fell in love last year. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Bye.